Welcome to Messy Buns Podcast. I'm Victrice.
And I am Elise.
Oh my gosh, it rhymes.
And wait, who be what do you want?
That's right. I'm leaving Mary at home, and today we're going to talk about some of the lyrics to my latest song.
Uh-oh.
Or my, I should say, collab with Oscar 210.
So, Mary.
No, it's Victrice.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding.
Victrice, this is Elise. I am 210. No, kidding.
10, 10, 10.
Okay, so you know how I have like this ongoing saga with my fish that keep dying?
I'm sorry, ongoing what?
Saga.
Oh, saga.
Yeah. Yes. Did I tell you about how my koi all died? We came and they were like belly up.
Well, you told me. I don't think you told our listeners.
Yeah, we have this pond. It's this is turning into a sad thing. Okay, we have this pond that's we dedicated to our son. And like we got these koi and then we got the goldfish. Okay, the reality is this pond is not a koi pond. But we just got really excited and we're like, we're going to buy all these fish because we were mourning. And what do? In the Bennett household, well, if Elise is in charge, you buy animals. So we got all these fish and they like grew up for like a whole like year and a half. And then one day we go out there and my husband killed them.
Oh, FYI. God.
He did.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose, but he totally did. We found it. We figured it out. But anyways, so they died and like I was really depressed. I couldn't even look at this pond for a while. And so then I started being like, oh, okay, well, the goldfish we have, like I was like, they're boring. They're not even unique or anything. Well, I started to like, you know, start to like the goldfish a little bit more or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, maybe we can. And like, they're really cute. The koi like are shy. So they'll like hide under rocks and stuff. And the goldfish, like I literally go, hey, fishy fishies. And they come, like when I say, hey, fishies, they come up to the water and they start biting at the water and they know it's feeding time.
They respond to your voice.
Yes, it's really cute. So they all start, I'll have to show you one day. Bella would love it. So they come up and then they start going and like eating all this food. It's really funny. But anyways, so that's actually not even the story. That's just a cute side bonus. So we decided, like, I was like, okay, we're not getting any more koi. Like the pond is not big enough. It's not deep enough. Like until we like revamp it someday and we really actually know what we're doing, we shouldn't be putting these like very delicate fish into to this pond. And I can't go through that again because I swear, like they were like huge
really
fish. Yeah,
situation.
It was very, very, and Will put them on the fire.
Wait, he did what?
There was like, you can't bury them because they're gonna stink, so he had to pretty much fry them.
I did not know this part. Well, first, who says put them on the fire?
Oh, like, I don't, did I say fire? Fire.
I mean, thought you said put them on the fire.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's so weird. He burned them.
It was actually, I was like devastated and I couldn't even go back there because I was like, are they gone? Are they gone?
What is it called when you make them ash?
Like, when you cremate.
Cremate. Yeah.
So he cremated the fish. He cremated
the fish. Anyway. There is something that's called.
But they were like huge fish. Like, they were not small things. Anyways. It was really sad. Okay, so anyway, so we decided, okay, we're not going to do the koi thing and they're expensive. Like, we're not going to do it. We're just going to have a goldfish pond until we do something else. So we went out to Petco.
I thought the fire was the end of the story.
No, this is a long story. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so we go out to Petco and, okay, this is the crazy person that I am. This guy has got to think that I'm absolutely batshit nuts. Oh, so we go to the goldfish, you know, like they have like all the million goldfish in one tank. Yes. And I'm like, listen, I said, I've got a bunch of goldfish that are orange. I want to get your most unique goldfish.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
This guy patiently, I mean, there's like literally probably like hundreds of fish in this tiny little thing. And I'm pointing it out as they're swimming past and being like, that
like
one.
Finding Nemo for Elise.
There was like these cool, like colored, and I wanted the unique ones. They couldn't be normal because this is a Bennett world. And everything has to be weird and unique because that's what we like. You know, everything has to be unique. So he's like got his arm like deep in there.
Poor
like,
guy.
Oh my gosh. I was like, thank you so much. You're so amazing, but can you get that one?
Okay, but still, no, you don't have it right. Yeah. Keep
no, he was so patient, and we ended up getting some really cool fish. Okay, so here's the deal.
Oh,
I'm not done.
More. Okay. This is the difference when Elise tells an icebreaker story
I'm
versus
sorry,
Mary
it's
tells
so
an
long. Okay. So then we take them home, and there's like this period of like where you know you're gonna lose some of them. They like adjust, and then a few floaters happen.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it just like what? Some just don't survive going from a tank to like your pond, you know.
I didn't know this.
So we had them in the bag, we realized that one of them had like a little mustache.
What?
Just like Hitler.
We have actually reached our lowest point. First the koi die, then Will doesn't cremate the fish. He burns. No, he doesn't burn them. He puts them on the fire.
Yes.
Then we can't find the creative fish and some die. And now we've gone to Hitler.
And so, yeah. So one of them has a Hitler mustache. And like there was another one that kind of looked like him, but he didn't have the Hitler mustache. Like, he died. And I'm pretty sure Hitler took him out. And we're calling calling this fish Hitler, and he's surviving. So
of course,
you know,
it'll be interesting to see who is still alive at the end of the week.
I mean, Hitler's such a jerk. He just kept on kicking. So
okay,
as long as he doesn't start, you know, taking over my pond, you know.
Okay, well, I did talk about Slaughter of the Butterflies, so I really can't. I just can't. I have nothing to say. So
yeah, as long as we don't have an evil fish in our pond, that's all I care about. Okay. So yeah, let's talk about your song.
Well, we thought it would be fun. So lyrics are something that are very important and special to me. Who knew that like I had this ability to write these lyrics, or at least we should say Holy Spirit, not me, right? But they're really fun. So we were Oscar 210. And I, Victrice, released our first song together not too long ago.
Who's so, Oscar 210?
Oscar, why don't you tell them who Oscar 210 is?
Oscar 210. Okay, so Oscar is a friend of mine and Will's. He's actually, I met Will through him. But yeah, I mean, he's a good friend of ours from college. They were in the same household, which is like a sorority fraternity, but it's religious based at Franciscan University. And so I fell in love with Will, as the two of them would be like making beats and songs in this nasty room with a bunch of cigarette smoke. And it just was such a dude house. And like they were both like, yeah, we're making music. You know, Will had long hair and, you know, it was just, it was good times. So
Oscar's been making music for a while now.
Yeah.
Like some,
he's a rapper.
He's a speaker.
Yeah. He's primarily, he's a DRE and youth minister at his parish. I don't know how he does both. They don't pay him enough for sure. And then he travels the country doing speaking engagements.
Yeah. So like Steubenville's and also international now. He just went international.
Oh, so, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So go find him on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. He's been doing this for a long time.
What's his Instagram?
Oscar210.
Oscar210. There's probably not many Oscar210s out there.
This is true. So yeah, anyway, yeah. T-W-O-T-E-N. We can put it down in the show notes too. So anyway, we connected, and he's been kind of one of my mentors in this, and he's taught me a lot, and it's been awesome to, so we performed on stage at the retreat that Elise planned for when she was a youth minister 2 years in a row, and then we just started writing songs together. So this song that just came out is the first one for me. He's got a bunch out, but it's called Pen and the Beast. And he actually, the origins of this song was after we performed for the second time at the retreat. He just starts freestyling, actually. He was like,
he's really good.
Yeah, he is. I certainly can't freestyle, but he was just like, I am 210, she is Victory. No, wait, I got it wrong. I'm trying to say his part, but I can't think of it.
I am 210. She is Victrice. She's Victrice.
I am, oh my gosh.
Slaying the Beast.
She is Victrice. I am 210. Somebody give him a pen.
What?
And that's, so basically we left and he was like, this is our next song. Yes. So we wrote the song around that hook.
That is so cool.
So it was kind of cool.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy.
He rode with us in the car.
When I was at Franciscan in my psychology class, my psychology teacher
used him as an example for like this exemplary vocabulary, like the ability that he has, which she would probably have a heyday with you too, because she was talking about the amount of words that he can produce in it. Yeah, I don't think I ever told him that.
He would love to hear.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Sure. She was like talking. She was totally. It was so funny because you could totally tell she seemed like she had a crush on him, because she was like I swear she talked about him the whole psychology class. But yeah, but her point was hit specifically freestyling his ability to like freestyle, like
process things in his brain.
Yeah, and I don't remember what it said, but I was like, man, you got a crush.
So cool.
Don't worry, cool. Pam.
Seriously, that's his wife. So anyway, we went back home and we were gonna get to work. I should mention, he lives where? Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. And we live in New Orleans, so a lot of this is long distance. But we got this shared thing on the phone. I forget what OneNote, and so we're able to both see what the other person writes. And so, like, he wrote his first verse first, and I didn't really have a starting point until I read his part. And so that really reading his part helped to get me started.
Oh, cool.
So that's how the first few lines went. And so the first few lines, first of all, if you want to listen to this song right now, you can find it on SoundCloud. You can find me by searching VICTRIX. Victrice is how it's pronounced, or also on YouTube. Oscar is on YouTube too, and the song is there. Song's also on Facebook,
and it's all Oscar 210.
Oscar 210. Yeah, so that's where you can find the song. We'll put it in the notes too. But basically, the first few lines are, I'm a mommy by day and slaying dragons by night. I just love that. I mean, first, this is like my intro song, first of all, which is why it's perfect that it was released first. And that's how Oscar started his part off. It sounded like it was some type of introduction. So well, what am I? I'm like, I'm a mommy during the day, but at night, like slaying dragons, fighting the beast, basically fighting the enemy with like the ministries that I do. That's kind of where it was coming from. And with the music, chills. Of course, like also like by night, like performing on a stage or like hip hop, rap, like that's more of a nighttime thing.
So right. That's what, which is where like, and it's traditionally Satan is like the most, evil darkness at night.
But also, like, I'm not your typical rapper. Like, you look at me, I don't look like a rapper. I look like a mom.
Yeah.
Or like I don't know if
you can say. I like that you said like mommy, too. Like, I'm a mommy by day.
Yeah. So, like, it's kind of unexpected, too. Right, like, you look at me during the day, I'm a mom, but at night, I'm kind of a superhero.
It's like this juxtaposition
like
of
a like a superhero kind of thing,
too. Dragon Slayer.
Yeah, that. and so that goes into the next line, which is, I got my voice as my sword and my faith as my bite. So by voice, I mean like the words that I use, my rapping, my lyrics. Like, I want to undercut the enemy with my lyrics. I want to like be Jesus in my lyrics. You know what I mean? And my faith is my bite. So like, we're talking about slaying dragons, the enemy. I'm going to do that by using my voice and my faith. I mean, what else is there?
I feel like I like this whole song. There's such imagery of like Saint Michael, like my sword and my bite, like just that battle, you know, that epic battle, you know?
Yes. And so then we go on to, I got into this game. It just sounds funny to say this game, like the rap game. That's what people usually refer to. Mm-hmm. And I got that from something Oscar wrote too. I'm new. So I got into it about 2 minutes ago. And Oscar was talking about how he's been doing this for a while. He's like, same name, but I got kind of a different thing going on here. And I'm like, oh, hey, I just got in here.
Hi.
Like a couple minutes ago.
Hello. My name is Victrice. Hi.
And then the other part gives, the next part gives like a background into, so I explained in my introduction episode that I started writing, it was really cathartic for me. It was a source to really express myself, what I was dealing with, infertility and the deep pain and suffering that caused. And so it was very helpful for me to like get all these thoughts and feelings out on paper. Yeah. So I wrote, I was gripping tight to my pain, but trying to let it go.
Now, was that a part of the rap that already existed for that infertility, or was that new?
What part are you talking about?
Because the original, like you had the infertility rap that you had made, was that from that, or was that new?
This lyric?
Yeah.
No.
That was completely different.
The first rap I wrote inspired by infertility, you wouldn't necessarily know is about infertility. I never talk about that. It's just suffering in general.
I don't
know
why I was thinking that was... this is so good to talk about this. I'm learning
You're
so
learning
much.
So many things. This next line or two is probably my favorite. It was actually... So it says, my heart bleeds words begging to become lyrics. I mean... I love the imagery just in general. Like when I write, whether it's blogging or lyrics, I want to paint a picture for you. I want you to step into my world and feel what I'm feeling. And so in this cathartic expression of my pain and suffering, like my heart is bleeding these words. Like it's just, it's such a feeling for me. I want to take you into this experience. And the words are what I use. And it's just like when I sit down to write a song, it's like, it feels right when the song writes itself.
Yeah.
You know, like, so these words, they're begging to become lyrics. They're like, use me.
Right.
Use me in this song. Express me in this certain way.
Like blood, sweat. Like the image that I get is like, you know, anytime you see in like movies, like it's like this, you know, coming into their own, you know, say like Rocky or whatever. It's like these fight scenes and it's literally like blood has been shed. Like you're working so hard. It's so emotional. It's so a part of you that literally blood has been shed.
That's
you know
actually,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like
a great
think about like
image.
the passion. I mean, that's literally like blood shed. So it's so oh my gosh,
it
this
works.
Is why I get so excited
well,
about
it's
your lyrics.
Also, as an introduction song, it's perfect because Victrice means female victor, and you and I both talk about being warriors. So like it's all the same thing.
Yes.
Like introducing you to myself, to me as Victrice, I should say, and what her purpose and her goal is.
And it's not what I love is that. It's not this dainty thing. It's like, it's very, like you do, you have a bite to like everything, you know, this power to everything that you write, you know?
Yeah.
And I've never been able to, I said this to you recently, I've never been able to really connect with rap music because I'm very much about lyrics.
Yeah.
And so it could have the greatest beat and whatever, but if I can't connect, you know,
that's true.
And like with your lyrics, it's something that I'm, you know, I can deeply connect with, you know, and for me as a woman, I'm a strange kind of woman. Like I don't like the soft and feminine. I like the warrior, you know, so you combine this feminine heart with the warrior heart, which is a very weird combination that I feel you both of us are.
Yeah.
And so I can connect with it because I'm like, yeah, bite him, slay him, dragon, you know.
Well, an interesting side note. You came up with my name. You came over one night and I needed a rap name. And we went through all these different things, and it was actually you. And we were like, Holy Spirit, help us. And then you were the one that found Victrice, which is Latin, which is perfect because like Latin is the language of the church. And it's just Catholic is such a big, huge part.
Oh,
Catholicism is such a big part of myself in my bones. Right.
Oh,
and
I
then
love
being
it.
A warrior like that. And that's where this comes from. This heart of suffering, but fighting. Like,
amen.
Yeah, I'm suffering, but I'm also fighting. Yeah. I'm also a warrior. Like, this is not
And that's
end.
Where the blood, sweat, and tears come in. Like, literally, when you're such a fighter, like, you will not give up to the point where, like think about, like, the Garden of Eden. Like, they talk about Christ's sweat, blood, because he was praying so intensely.
Oh,
he was fighting so hard. Like, that's the imagery that I get from those, like,
love
your
it.
Lyrics. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. This next line I love this, is actually inspired by our friend Casey, because she just happened to text me like, we're just catching up, like what's going on with life. And I've talked about this, so weird for me to be like, so I'm rapping, you know, like it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Which is funny because if you know Casey is like the whitest of white girls, you know what I mean? Like, so like, I feel like even more so for you to be like, yeah, I'm rapping.
It's
like, she's
strange.
Just like the all American girl. I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
No,
like, she's just
not.
Like the all American girl. So for you to be like,
it
yeah.
was weird, but she literally said something like, lean into the strange.
No, she didn't.
And it was the night I was writing.
That's my favorite line.
It's one of my favorite lines. And I was like, I loved it because it wasn't something I would have said. Like, it's not words I use. And I was like, ooh, this feels right. And so he said, lean into the strange. You can't say no to the spirit.
That is
and
my favorite line. It's just like,
yes, this is strange. Rapping for you is strange, but you cannot say no to God. And that's what we've been talking about, is obedience. This is what the Holy Spirit has strangely led you to. Like, these are the talents he's given you. He's given you these words. You can't say no.
Well, and what seems strange to you now is what you find out is actually not
very natural.
Very natural.
It's been there the whole time.
And that's why I love that line. And go, Casey. Oh my gosh, right? Girl, my heart, like when I heard that line, I was like, yes. Because I'm like, yes, I'm a weirdo, well, and I know it. You know,
love,
like,
that I say it with attitude too in the song.
Oh yeah,
it's like, you can say no to the
That's
spirit.
My. Oh my gosh, because it's your sassy line. Yeah,
my sassy
but
line.
It's just the fact that we're so afraid of strange. You know what I mean? We're so like,
ooh, as such a good
like
point.
With we were just talking about this earlier. Like, you know, where the church is coming. I'm not going to get into that whole thing, but like. Okay, so somebody weird comes into the church and they're not like you.
Yes.
They don't have all their crap together. They're very, you know, they're all over the place. And there were saints who were just as batshit crazy, pardon my language. I guess we're going to have to make this explicit now. But they were crazy, but then ended up being these amazing saints, you know?
Well, we can't put God in a box.
No, you can't. And strange is good. Uniqueness is good. We have gotten so boring and plain, and
we need a little strange.
Joanna Gaines, you know, House of White, you know? We've taken all the color. I love Joanna Gaines, but I could do a whole podcast on she's ruined color. There's no color anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so like we need to bring back the color into our church. You know what I mean? Yeah. So lean into the strange and don't. You
Dang
can't
it.
Say no to the spirit.
You can't.
Come on, Casey, man.
Right. Thank you,
girl.
Casey. Well, and that's a perfect lead up into the next line, which is tried to hold the monster back and keep her locked in her cage, which is a nod to just the years and years where I felt like this was such a part of me. But me saying, hey, this is strange. Ignore it. Like people
will
think you're crazy.
Right.
Don't be vulnerable in this way. Like,
and
you
you're
do
literally
not look
like
a rapper.
Brimming.
So
it's like coming to the surface.
Yeah. Like, so I was trying to hold like this monster within me back, you know, be... Fit in your box, Mary.
Right.
Stay in your lane. Like,
be the good Catholic girl.
Yeah, be this good,
you know,
stay color in the lines.
But I like that you say monster because it's not a monster, but to you, it was.
Fighting
it was
to get out.
Yeah, because in your mind, and what Satan's telling you is it's this monster. It's something scary. You should hide it. Nobody wants to see it. In
People
reality.
Not accept you.
Yeah.
Whatever. But as far as vanity goes, like, who cares?
Like,
it's when we can not worry about what other people are thinking or accepting or not that we can be live our life to its fullest potential, how God created us. So, but then it says, but this beat is in my bones. Put this monster on stage. And that's, it's just, I just beats get in, like, I just, that's the way that I think of it. Like when a beat, most people can relate to like a beat, like really feeling a beat and like you can't help but move.
Mm.
And so.
I have a story about that for you.
Oh, great.
About you.
About me.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. So did you remember the first time, I think it was your first night you spent away from like home or across the
Is
lake?
Is this going to be embarrassing?
No.
Okay.
No. It was just you were doing your internship on the North Shore.
Oh, yeah.
And you slept over at, you know, my house, which was a big deal.
It was
at
like
the time.
A trial run. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, well, you live like 45 minutes away across the big Causeway Bridge. At the time, I lived on the other side of it.
And that was a big deal.
And it
deal.
Was a trial like, run living as an adult. Yes.
Which is it's funny because I moved like a million miles away from home. No. It's just, this is why we're so good for each other because we pull each other in different directions. But anyways, so this was like my first time I experienced ghetto Mary.
I do not remember this.
Okay. So when I was in this big room, I of course had like a bunch of it. Well, no, I had ferrets at the time. So I had this cat, like, which is like one of those cat tower things or whatever.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know if I was studying for school or something, and you had your headphones on and the phone in the cat tower and your back was to me and you were like getting down. Like I couldn't hear the music or anything.
What?
And you were like, I just can't help it. Like it's just so the beat, you know.
I did not sound like that.
Yes,
did
you
not
did.
Tell
yes,
me I
you
sounded
did.
Like that.
You totally didn't. I was like,
Lies.
Oh, okay, girl. I mean, you were getting down. It was good. I mean,
oh, well, thank you.
Anyways,
okay. Well, so, that's a good story. I just don't remember it at all.
But you were feeling it in your bones.
I was out of my comfort zone away from home. So that's probably all that I remember.
Here's the deal is that I'm a weirdo. And anytime we're around each other,
you appreciated my vulnerability. Yes, I'm sure.
I always have brought out your weird just as you've brought out my weird. So, but yeah, you were getting down. You were feeling it in your bones.
I'm happy to hear it. I'm happy to hear it. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. So this beat in my bones, put this monster on stage. Well, when I finally got to perform on stage with Oscar, that's when the monster got to come out and I got to like really live that. So that was just awesome. And
it was just
like, put me on stage, you know?
Okay, but wait, can we talk about that for a second? Because and I think I said this in another one, but you freaking got on stage and it was literally like you had been doing it forever.
That's awesome.
There's so many people that like would get on stage and freeze in that situation and be into you. It was like you were meant to be there.
Well, it was like an unleashing, I guess, kind of like what the rest of the song is kind of built up. Like there was something that was caged and finally like, here, put me on my stage where God's created me to kind of be and be able to express these gifts. These
but it all happened. It's not like you planned this for like a month.
No, it
happened
like
a couple hours. You're right, before. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is like, this is how much you were holding back this gift that God had for you, that literally the first time you were set free, you freaking killed it.
I
like the
that.
Kids were freaking out, like our youth kids, you know, were because well, they're like, what is she doing? What
is happening?
Yeah, it was
confusion.
So awesome.
Right.
I was chills. I was crying. I was chills. I was like, that's my best.
It was awesome. Well, which then leads into the next thing where it's like, okay, now there's this danger of vanity really creeping in because I'm on stage, like I'm feeling it.
Right.
So the next line I think is really important and very timely, saying you got to keep yourself in check and know the goal, which is to stay small and not to get big, but to stay small so that Jesus can be the big focus, you know?
Right.
Not the focus.
Also,
and then, well, it's contrary to rap in general. It's like rap is like, focus on me. I'm better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Y'all all gonna
Y'all
die.
Y'all are stupid.
I'm better. Yeah. I'm more rich. I'm prettier.
I'll kill you.
I killed all these people. But like, I want to, you know, you need to, obviously we're sending a much different message than that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not gonna kill
I mean,
people?
I hope so. Well, actually, no. When I get to get that out, it's like against the enemy. So like, that's one way that it can come out through rap. But
oh my gosh,
that's coming
it.
Down the line. We'll get there. So here we go. Because the dark can't get enough. It's full of self, going to be its own downfall. I love this because it's like, I poke at the enemy a lot in my songs, I guess. I'm not even realizing it till now.
I keep
trying
to tell you. That's why he's a turd.
But that the enemy wants us to be so full of ourself. And the enemy, that was part of his downfall, is so full of self.
Right.
Right. So he needs to increase, he being Christ, not the devil, while I decrease. So staying small if I'm going to survive, because you know, you got to be countercultural. That's obviously important. The same thing against the rap, like what traditional rap is for. We want to kind of do the opposite. I mean, not all of it is like that, but
even just as a Catholic and a Christian,
countercultural is what we need to be. That's what we're fighting against. Go against the stream, gonna get me eternal life. So that last part was actually, you were there. So we recorded this. Oscar came in town to visit. We got to record here in the same studio with Will and Elise and me and Oscar. It was just this great, powerful night of collaboration support. It was like just fired up. And the end, the way that it was written before, just wasn't quite catching the beat right. And so we all were like, we need a change. So we all just kind of, it was teamwork, and just we kept throwing a couple of, it's funny, we learn at that moment why they put the F word in so many different rap songs, because it just makes everything flow better. Like if you just drop an F-bomb.
And we kind of, there was definitely some expletives and
that's
we're like,
needed.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, so this is why everything is
all
so
referring
expletive.
To Satan, though, you know, so it's okay.
So that makes it okay. So actually Oscar ended up coming up, I think, with that last, gonna get me eternal, go against the stream, gonna get me eternal life.
I don't know, but I think that line is forever ingrained because y'all said it so much that night. So I'm like, yes.
Well, it was
gonna get me because, but it was funny because this is what I love being like on the other end of this and like hearing the process, which I think the creative process is so cool. But so they're both like gonna get me eternal life, gonna get me eternal life, gonna get eternal life.
Like to fit it right.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you gotta like. I just had this process where like I just am very like organized and I had it all learned already, so mm-hmm. I had to unlearn it. Yeah. Which we're learning is hard for me. Because it's like muscle memory. Like I had it a certain way. I had to like retrain myself to say the line.
Yeah, but you didn't take long.
No, it didn't take long, but it was just was hard and uncomfortable. But
which is so funny because from an outsider perspective, you picked up real quick. My point being is that I love when you guys are trying to fit the syllables and you're trying to work it out. It's fun to watch. It was really fun to watch both you and him and the way that you work it out. Because like he went into his own little corner and was just like trying to like work it out by himself. And then you were kind of trying to work it out. So it just looks I have to video it like if we ever do that again, because it was so fun to watch. Like it was funny, but also fun.
It's
you
crazy
know?
How much I've learned through this whole process. This was probably, I don't know, it was not my first song that I, you know, first verse that I wrote, probably like a fourth or fifth. So when I wrote this, I had a lot more experience than when I wrote my first one or two. And Oscar's taught me so much, Will too, on like what you're trying to do with a song, what's more complicated and how to, you know, like these triplets and like all these other things to try. And so now
as I'm writing, a good producer.
I'm trying to, you know, do the harder things because I know what is considered that. Anyway, so it's just fun being able to, I just would have never thought I could understand these types of things.
Well, and the crazy thing is like the amount of skill that you have. So like the triplets and the things. So there's like what, can you like describe what that is?
Not sure.
It's but so she can literally like rap so quickly. Like, I don't know how to say it because I'm just, that's not my.
I don't really know how to say it.
Will's going to have to. But anyways, it's something that not many people can do and she can do. And it sounds so freaking cool.
Well, Oscar sat me down at the retreat after we performed and he was like, if you could get this triplet, something Eminem does out of. Could never compare myself to him. Oh gosh, please don't misunderstand. But he's just saying like it's something like a drummer does. Right, it's like da 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 da.
Right.
That's I don't even know if I did that right. But I'm saying he was explaining to me that the goal is to like say things really fast. And I was like, I thought the goal was not to say things really fast. So like I'm learning this. And I was like, oh, you mean like go to the store, pick up the egg, da 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 da. Like and he's like, yeah, or whatever. So now that I understood oh, like that's a good thing to try and do. And he was just explaining that like he was he's been doing this for so long. He's got his own muscle memory and he was saying now that I'm kind of new and I haven't formed these patterns yet, it's easier for me to try to do these things before I kind of get stuck in a pattern.
Right.
So
that's super cool.
Just one of the things to learn, which is pretty cool. So actually try to do that. I still couldn't tell you when I'm actually doing it and when I'm actually not, but supposedly I've gotten lucky a few times. So then
more than a few times.
The last verse we split up, looking at the gifts he gave me like a knife looks at its butcher block. That's just a nod to like, I just started discovering all these gifts with, you know, through infertility, which we've talked about, and just exploring the gifts God has given me. Now I can see like there's still all these opportunities that I didn't know I had these gifts.
Right.
So like a knife looks at its butcher block, like a knife just wants to cut stuff on, you know, like a cutting board. That's kind of what I was thinking of. Cutting through my fears, obviously the fears of people rejecting me or this is not what I look like after all these years. But serving up something for you that people aren't expecting. Kind of the same thing we want to do with this podcast is something that is countercultural, something you weren't expecting. But once you hear the word of God and like experience Christ, it's what you want. But we're presenting it in a way that's kind of different
that
we hope will affect you in a different kind of way. And that's it.
So, oh, that's it. That's all.
All.
I just took down the devil with my words, but whatever.
We can hope so.
Oh my goodness.
But that's this is fun. I'm so happy to kind of go into the other songs and lyrics. This was just a verse and a half, but so soon I'm gonna record some other songs and then we'll do this again. We'll have this chat. So again, SoundCloud, YouTube also, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram also, Oscar210 as well.
And Victrix.
Victrix. B-I-C-T-R-I-X. It looks like Victrix. It's confusing.
Right. But we call it
Victrice.
So good.
Any other closing thoughts?
I'm just really proud of you, and I'm your number one fan, and I keep telling you this. So
you're sweet. You're very supportive. Do you want a word of the day?
Of course.
Okay. You've heard of this one before, but it looks funny, so I want to say it anyway.
Interesting.
Lackadaisical.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard when you already know the word.
I've never seen it written before. So I looked at it and I was like, that's a weird looking word. And then I read it and I was like, oh, yeah, I know that word. But can you define it?
I got it. Yes. A daisy that's lacking petals.
That's good. Sort of. I mean, it's not totally wrong. Lacking life, spirit, or zest.
Oh, there you go. So I thought it meant like daisy. Boring, like lazy.
I thought so too. Well, lacking life, I would say lazy.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening today, guys. We had fun talking about stuff with you. What did you think?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, duh.
Yeah, you should become like a Victrice fan now.
We hope you come and listen to us next week. Thanks so much.